When was the last time you got stuck? Are you thinking back to a time when your wheels were spinning and just kept going deeper and deeper down into muddy muck? I've been stuck in mud. It's no fun, but eventually, one way or another, you find a way free. Once we were traveling from Tennessee to Arkansas in the winter, and what should have been a 5.5 hour trip turned into an 18-hour trip. To say we were stuck in traffic would be an understatement. We got caught in snow, which slowed traffic down and stopped it all along the way. We finally made it, but oh, what an unexpected journey. We get stuck sometimes in life, literally and figuratively. We may get stuck in line or traffic, but we can also get stuck in the past. Stuck in a bad habit or addiction. We can get stuck in our perceptions, preferences, or stuck in anger, bitterness, and unforgiveness. It might be safe to say that we also get stuck in our story. We can't see past today, and we aren't where we want to be, so we feel stuck and think there's no hope. Albert Einstein said, "You can't solve a problem with the same level of thinking that created it." So true. We get stuck in our thinking and refuse to see things any other way or even listen to outside advice, counsel, and accountability, but we want change, yet we remain stuck. You know who was stuck in the Bible? Jonah. We know he was stuck in the belly of a whale for 3 days and 3 nights. Some of you may have learned that from a felt board lesson in Sunday school. But what maybe you didn't learn is that he was stuck in more ways than just being in the belly of a big fish. Jonah was an Old Testament prophet. He had a crazy story, which was rooted in rebellion and resistance to God's will. Yet time and time again, God showed him grace. God told Jonah to go to Nineveh and offer them grace if they repent. Jonah, well, he went the completely opposite direction and ultimately got swallowed by a fish. He had some stuck time to think about his disobedience and finally did what God asked him to do, but he did it almost kicking and screaming and pouting the entire way. You see, Nineveh was the capital city of Assyria. Jonah hated the Assyrians. And yes, he had deep-rooted reasons. There was a long history of Assyrian brutality and cruelty inflicted on God's people. Not only that, they were Gentiles, meaning not in any way, shape, or form were they God's chosen people. Jonah got stuck in his own judgments, resentment, anger, and racism, and could in no way reconcile that God would show such a pagan and evil people grace or redemption. But still, God's ways are not our ways, and his grace is for all who will receive it. Nineveh did turn from their evil ways. Jonah 4:1-4. But to Jonah, this seemed very wrong, and he became angry. He prayed to the Lord, "Isn't this what I said, Lord, when I was still at home? That is what I tried to forestall by fleeing to Tarshish. I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity. Now, Lord, take away my life, for it is better for me to die than to live." But the Lord replied, "Is it right for you to be angry?" Jonah was out of the whale, but still stuck and so angry. He couldn't see past his own issues or offer the very same grace he received to the people of Nineveh. Do I have a right to be angry, to be stuck in the past, stuck in my judgments and unforgiveness? In Jonah's own personal court of opinion, Nineveh wasn't worthy of God's grace and love. But what God was trying to lovingly show Jonah time and time again was that neither was he. That's the truth. Let go of what you think should be and start focusing on what God wants to do in and through you to reach others. It will set you free from being stuck. I'm Lori Klein.